This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allah. Allah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
All right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Bismillah, salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walah. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Amma ba'd. Just a humble request, inshallah. If you are attending, inshallah, bil alameen, you can come closer. Otherwise, inshallah, bil alameen, you're welcome to stay in the lobby for our kiddos. Mashallah, try to keep it down, inshallah, bil alameen. So we can start. جزاكم الله خيرا بارك الله فيكم. So, بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, usually, if we can have this, the young kids, please. جزاكم الله خير. Usually, on Thursdays, we have a guest speaker, and today we had was supposed to have Sheikh Yusuf Bakir, but unfortunately, he excused himself, inshallah. So, I'm just going to switch my session with him because my session was supposed to be the last one. And subhanAllah al-Ali al-Azim, today, like, I have mixed feelings and emotions. One, that before Salat al-Isha, we were just having a Hajj info session or Hajj, workshop, which is subhanAllah ajeeb, yani. And now we're talking about the month of Ramadan. I came under Risadat Shahr Ramadan alladhi unzila fi al-Quran. Right? So, by the way, for Hajj, inshallah, we're taking a group from here, inshallah, Abul Alameen. See, Brother Sharif, we have the banner, inshallah, Abul Alameen. Join us if you are taking, inshallah, this, starting this journey, inshallah, Abul Alameen. And now I came and I started reciting Shahr Ramadan, alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. Right? And obviously, from now on, you're going to start hearing Shahr Ramadan, alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran more often. Okay, a lot of reciters, different masajid. Alhamdulillah, this is the season, this is the time when we all need to listen to this ayat and we need to realize that the month of Ramadan is starting. And the month of Ramadan is something, is huge. All right, it should not be treated like any other month. The days of Ramadan should not be treated like any other days. The nights of Ramadan should not be treated like any other nights. These are very different and very unique. That's why it is the only month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it in Quran. Have you ever heard of any other month? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شَهْرَ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. So let's start by saying, Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Say Allahumma ameen. Allahumma balighna Ramadan, ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, Do not deprive us, Ya Allah, from praying Salat al-Taraweeh, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, allow us to witness Laylat al-Qadr. Allow this month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, to be the best month in our life. Inshallah, Rabbil Alameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So, the month of Ramadan, الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored the month of Ramadan, okay? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Quran in the month of Ramadan. The Quran, you know, we know the story. It was revealed in Laylat al-Qadr. Before the ayah of Shahr Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. Siyam has been prescribed upon you just as it was prescribed upon the people before you. La'allakum tattaqoon. Sheikh, why do we fast Ramadan? La'allakum tattaqoon. Allah answered the dua. Allah answered the dua. Sheikh, why are we fast Ramadan? Are we fast Ramadan? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is he torturing us by making us, you know, hungry the whole day? No. That's not the purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want us to be hungry the whole day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want you to be starving the whole day. The purpose of Ramadan is to accomplish something which is great, which is the taqwa, to be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything that you do in your life. And the month of Ramadan, ya akhwani, as I always call it, the school of Ramadan, because wallahi, it is a school. There are a lot of things you can learn in the school of Ramadan that you can never learn anywhere else outside the month of Ramadan. The school of Ramadan. You probably heard that from me many times, right? And the first class, the first subject in the school of Ramadan is the taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal. To be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, think about it. In the month of Ramadan, you're supposed to fast from Fajr till, alhamdulillah, I still remember, from Fajr to Maghrib, mashallah, right? From Fajr to Maghrib, you're fasting. Well, if you take yourself and just go to any restaurant and sit there and eat, will anyone care? Not really. But why are you not doing that? Why aren't you doing that? What's the reason? Because you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see you. Right? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see you. What is that? What does it mean? This is the taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal. أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. It's to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala though you can see him. He can see me right now if I eat or if I do something haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see me. Right? I want you to think about this. Right? So many times you get the imam gets a question about using toothpaste. You know, Sheikh, I brush in the morning and I feel like something, you know, came into my stomach, right? Am I still fasting? What is the ruling? Subhanallah, to that extent, you want to make sure that your siyam is correct, that you're not doing anything wrong. You develop this in the month of Ramadan, ya akhwani. So this is the first lesson we learn in the month of Ramadan, this month of Ramadan coming, inshallah, and I want you to have this in your mind, to keep this in your mind, that as much as I can, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepares me to have taqwa, you know, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only for the month of Ramadan, and that's the mistake that you and I make and think. We think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to only accomplish taqwa in the month of Ramadan. The purpose is not just the month of Ramadan, it's actually for the rest of the year. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the concept of taqwa much easier in Ramadan. How? The whole community is helping you. Spirituality is high. Everyone, mashallah, iman is high. Everyone is in the masjid. Everyone is fasting. There is support, community support in there. So the idea of taqwa comes in the month of Ramadan, right, to stay till after the month of Ramadan. So I want you, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen, this coming month of Ramadan, ikhwani, to develop this taqwa and khashya of Allah Azza wa Jal. Another lesson that we learn in the month of Ramadan, inshallah, and I want you to also think about this. The month of Ramadan teaches us something very important. The month of Ramadan teaches us to say no to halal. No to what? No to what again? Type. You say no to halal in the month of Ramadan. So that outside the month of Ramadan, it would be easier for you to say no to haram. So Ramadan, you know, there are books about learn how to say no. You should say no sometimes. Because our nafs, they're like babies. Nafs, like babies. The more you respond to your nafs, what is going to happen to your nafs? What is going to happen to your nafs? You're spoiling your nafs, right? The more you give to the baby, you know what they say? They say, do not baby the baby. You heard that before? Do not baby the baby. If you baby the baby, it will always act as a baby. If you keep on giving your child everything they ask for, guess what? They're going to be very weak, right? They're going to be very weak, and they will have a lot of expectations. So the month of Ramadan teaches you to say no to your nafs. No. Your stomach, you know, yells at you the whole day. Just feed me. And they say, no, not yet. Stay away from this. This is halal, but this is halal. Stay away from it. From dawn to sunset. Min al-fajri ila ghurub al-shams, to the sunset. You say no to halal. So subhanallah al-ali al-azim, ikhwani. Would it make more sense to say no to haram after that? That's the whole purpose. You have the food, you have the water, and you have the spouse. All of these things are halal for you, but you say no to them. So the month of Ramadan trains you to do that. Stay away from halal, say no to halal. Then when haram comes in front of you, it will become easier for you to say no to haram. So I want you to start the month of Ramadan with this mindset. It's not just to stay away from food and drink. No, no, it's much more than that. It's an experience. Ramadan is a full experience. Full experience. But you will never be ready for the month of Ramadan, ikhwani akhawati, until you start from now. Days are, you know, going by really fast, flying. We were just praying Taraweeh the other day, and now we're starting Taraweeh in a few days. All right? So, and we never know whether or not Ramadan will come back to us. It's not guaranteed. There's so many people, we had them here in the masjid, and they're no longer with us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one time he said Ameen three times, and he heard that before. All right? And then they said, ya Rasulullah, we heard you saying Ameen three times. He said, one of them, all right, was Jibreel alayhi salam came to me, and he said, khaba wa khasra man adraka ramadana wa lam yughfar lah. May the one who witnessed the month of Ramadan and yet has not get his sins forgiven, maybe he may fail and be a loser. Right? To guarantee that you do not lose the opportunity of this month of Ramadan, be prepared from now. How? Number one, make the dua, Allahumma ballighna Ramadan. Easy, right? Oh Allah, allow us to reach the month of Ramadan. That's number one. Number two, start preparing for the month of Ramadan. I know now we're preparing for the da'wah. I already started receiving da'wah, alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan. We're preparing for that. We have it in our calendar and our schedule. All right? Do you have preparation for Taraweeh? Do you have preparation for Siyam? Do you have preparation for Salat al-Jum'ah? Do you have preparation for all of that? Do you have preparation for Quran? Ramadan was honored because of Quran. Quran was revealed in Ramadan. What is the value of Quran then? If that is the value of Ramadan, and Ramadan was, you know, the value because of the Quran, what is the value and the reward and the virtue of Quran itself? Do you have any plan for Quran this Ramadan? Yes, inshallah, I'm going to open the phone and read. That's not it. Everyone can do that. Do you have any specific plan for this Ramadan that I'm going to be friend with the Quran in this Ramadan? And the next Ramadan, I'm going to improve more. So I have like 5 Ramadans from now. If I witness this month of Ramadan, inshallah, for 5 years, I'm all set with the Quran. I have a special connection and a special relationship with the Quran. Start from now. Don't wait until the end of Sha'ban, ikhwan akhwat, right? The final advice is do not forget the month of Sha'ban. Sheikh Arsalan was here last week, if I'm not mistaken. And he said the month of Sha'ban is like the middle child. It's always forgotten. Right? The middle child. Anyone the middle child here? Many of you, see? He knows. He knows the pain. He knows the pain, mashallah. Right? So, month of Sha'ban, ذَاكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفُلُ النَّاسُ فِيهِ عَنْ. Don't neglect the month of Sha'ban. Okay? When you focus in ibadah while everyone else is neglecting it, the reward is great. That's why Salat al-Fajr, the reward of Salat al-Fajr is not like any other reward. All right? Actually, there's a lot of value for Salat al-Dhuhr also, Salat al-Asr. Why? Because majority of people are not paying attention to it. When you go to the souk, when you go to the market and make dhikr, right, you get a lot of reward. Why? How likely that people making dhikr while they're, you know, shopping in a shopping mall, walking in a shopping mall? How likely? Unlikely. But you're the one who was attentive. You're paying attention to this. So do not forget the month of Sha'ban as well. Rasulullah ﷺ fasted during the month of Sha'ban more than any other month, and we knew the hadith. So prepare yourself for the month of Ramadan. This is the month of Al-Ja'iz Al-Kubra, inshallah. Prepare yourself for Laylat Al-Qadr, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. And don't forget your family as well. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to witness the month of Ramadan and to make the month of Ramadan, this month of Ramadan, the best Ramadan in our lives, and to accept the month of Ramadan. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to instill the concept of taqwa in our hearts and our minds. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our families, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to bless our children, and give us the ability to fast in the month of Ramadan. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum jazakum Allahu khayran. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.